Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to our Let the Bible Speak satellite broadcast. Thanks very much for joining with us. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with this broadcast. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be refreshed by his word and challenged and spoken to. We're going to open our meeting in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can have this opportunity to meet around the open Word of God. We thank you for the power of your Word. We thank you, Lord, that the entrance of your Word truly bringeth and giveth light. And we pray that this will be a time when your name will be honored and that Christ will be glorified. We pray that you'll speak to us from the Word of God, that you will have a word for all hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the one who could sit amongst those 5,000 and meet their every need. And we pray that you will move powerfully even through these broadcasts. We thank you for the technology and for the arrangements which permit these broadcasts. And we pray that you will save souls. We pray that you will challenge and uplift and teach your people. We pray for those that are cold of heart, perhaps, that are listening to these broadcasts, that you will come and that you will draw them back to yourself. We thank you for the power of the gospel message. We thank you for Calvary, and we bless thee for the shed blood, that precious blood that atones for the soul, and yea, is the only atonement for the soul. So, Lord, we pray you'll bless this broadcast and honor the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember us, Lord, in these times. We pray that we will know the favor and help of God. And may this be a time of worship, that you will focus our attention on thee, and Lord, that we will come and with a heart to glorify thee and to exalt thy name in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. We're going to read a portion from Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and we'll read the first 15 verses of God's Word. Breaking in then at the initial verse, Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thy unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and seeing him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Amen. This is the Word of God, and we fully anticipate that the Lord will bless the reading of his Word. We're going to join together in worship and song, and we'll sing our second hymn, I Was Sinking Deep in Sin, Sinking to Rise No More. Let's join together and worship the Lord.
Amen.
I want to speak to you on the subject of chains from this chapter that we have just read from. I was very tempted to entitle the message The Curious Case of the 2,000 Epileptic Pigs, because that's really the view that the Bible skeptic takes on this passage that we have read. The skeptic, of course, who scoffs at the very idea of anything supernatural and scorns the idea of demon possession. When the skeptic comes to this passage in Mark's Gospel, they say that what Mark is describing here is really epilepsy. That this man who we have read about called Legion was really an epileptic. And when he took a fit, he was absolutely uncontrollable. Of course, the best way to deal with the Bible skeptic very often when they try to explain away the miracles is just to let the Bible continue to speak and let the Bible continue to talk. And let's say the skeptics are right and this man, Legion, who we have read about, was indeed an epileptic. That would mean that at the very moment that he was cured from his condition, 2,000 pigs instantly became epileptic. And that's absolutely nonsense, of course. Folks, the devil is real. And it's a great mistake for us to underestimate him. Well, my purpose in this meeting is not to tantalize you with talking about demon possession. I want you to think more of what the devil is planning and what he plans for you if you are unsaved and unconverted to Jesus Christ. As I said, I want to speak to you about the subject of chains. And there are three types of chains that I want to just bring to your attention. First of all, invisible chains, and then unbreakable chains, and then broken chains. So let's think for just a moment about invisible chains. I want you to come with me to the place called Gadara, to a place just outside the town in a cemetery. And as we approach the cemetery and we look down amongst the tombs onto the ground, we see a set of chains, metal chains, manly chains, strong chains. But now those chains are useless. They're sheared and they're broken and they're mangled. Once they had been placed around this man, Legion, to bind him, but immediately they were torn off because of his supernatural strength. This man, Legion, was untamable. He was absolutely uncontrollable, unbindable. He was a menace. And I can imagine the town hall meeting when the town folks get together and the parents are standing up and discussing this man and how he's a danger to their children and how he's manic and something must be done. And you can imagine them organizing a posse and getting sticks and chains and going out to beat this man. And of course, they come back with their tails firmly between their legs. They're beaten and they're humiliated, and Legion has torn the chains and fetters off him. This man was unbindable by men. But yet, as we have read this passage, we would have to say that he was definitely bound, because Legion was bound with invisible chains that no eye could see. The devil and his subordinates had this man completely at his disposal and under their control. One of the most frightening verses, I think, in all of the Scripture is Mark chapter 5, verse 9, where Christ asks him, "What is thy name?" And he answers, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Christ addresses this man, and hell answers back. It's not the man speaking. It's the demonic parasites that are within him. I'll tell you, if that doesn't make you fearful, I don't know what will. But this man, Legion, as we have met him here in Mark chapter 5, he displays for us what the devil wants for all men and for all women. And if you just take a moment and look at the misery of this man, you will see what the devil's plan is for you and for your soul. First of all, look at verses 3 and 4. "And this man who had his dwelling amongst the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains." This man has a strange fixation with death. He limps amongst the tombs. And of course, it reminds me of that name that Satan has in the Scriptures, Apollyon, the destroyer. Satan loves destruction. He thirsts after destruction. He schemes for destruction. And it's interesting because when the demons are confronted with the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 12, they demand that he would send them into the pigs. They still want to destroy. They make this request that they would be permitted to go and to destroy the pigs. And Satan's intent and Satan's motive for your life is to destroy it. I love music. I especially love, of course, gospel music, and I listen to other types of music. But there's a brand of music that nobody should touch, and it's that brand that would be denominated as metal music or rock music. And there's a fixation with death. The covers of the albums, the lyrics, the titles, the shows that go along with it, I have no hesitation to say that music is linked with the devil because of its fixation with death. And this man's existence is absolutely, utterly miserable. He's caught in self-harm. He's lonely. He's legion. He has certainly plenty of company with the demons that are possessing him, but yet he's caught in loneliness, and the devil has destroyed every vestige of normality in this man's life. He sits there amongst the tombs, amongst the graves, inflicting himself with wounds. Of course, it's no surprise in our society that the cases of self-harm and suicide are rising. I'm told, even in our province of Ulster, that there are more people contribute to their own death since the end of the Troubles than in the 30 years of the Troubles. You see, this nation has discounted God, but they haven't counted on the devil. And I have a very simple application. I simply want you to see the motive of the one who will come and steal the gospel message away from your ears and from your mind. In the previous chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ taught the parable of the sower, a picture of the gospel message going forth like seed. And in one of the situations the Savior describes, the seed lands in the path and the bird comes and picks up, the fowls of the air come and pick up the seed. It's pictorial of the devil who comes and removes the gospel truth. And maybe time after time you have heard the truth of the gospel. Time after time you have heard mention of sin and your need to be rid of sin, your need to have your sin cleansed away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Satan comes and he whispers. He says, sin is really not that big of an issue. Don't be concerned about sin. And you've heard the message of repentance coming. Your need to have a desire to turn from sin, and Satan sidles up against you and he slips something into your mind to think about. You've heard the message of Calvary been brought to you, the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ in his giving of his life on the cross, the great tragedy as the people crucified the innocent Prince of Peace. The great transaction that took place upon Calvary as the sins of God's people were laid upon Christ, and as his righteousness was transferred to his people. The great tenderness of the love of Christ for you. And yet when you hear that, Satan comes and he whispers, yes, that's good, but leave it for another day. Leave it for another day. Folks, you think about Legion. You look at Legion and you get a good look into the heart of Satan and his motives for you. Because Legion is Satan's intention for your life. And Legion is Satan's intention for your family's life. In the first case, there's invisible chains. And then I want you to see that there is unbreakable chains. Some time ago, I took the family to the zoo in Belfast. Of course, the climax of such a trip is always the big cats. You save the big cats to the last. And we went to the lion enclosure. And the lions weren't out in their enclosure, rather, they were inside their house. And they were pacing up and down inside the house. And you could see through plate glass windows what the lions were doing. And we were all pressed up against the glass. And then suddenly and quite unexpectedly, the lion lunged at the glass and swiped with its paw, its great paw. And I'll tell you, we jumped back. Because plate glass or no plate glass, we weren't taking any chances. And we jumped back You see, there's a difference between containing and controlling. The lambs were contained in the house, but they weren't controlled. And if we'd been in the house, we would have been cat food. But the Lord Jesus Christ has not only these demons contained, he has them controlled. He has them chained with unbreakable chains. In the previous chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated his power over nature in stilling the storm. Later in chapter 5, we'll read the Lord Jesus is in his power over disease as he heals the woman with the issue of blood. And even later still, we'll see his power over death as he raises Jairus' daughter. But here, the Lord demonstrates his power over demons. In verse 2, "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met with him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." You see, the Lord had the power to summon these demons and to bring them. I don't believe these demons came willingly. I read in the scriptures that the devils fear and tremble. They tremble at Christ. But yet he had the power to summon them. He had the power of submission because in verse 6 it says, "But when he, legion, saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped." The Lord had even the power to invoke this demon-possessed man to worship. To worship. Yes. I'll tell you, when I read Revelation chapter 20, I see that the Lord Jesus Christ has power not only to summons, not only to the power of submission, but also the power over Satan himself. Because when Christ returns, he will bind Satan himself. I'm going to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ has the power to make Satan sing if he wanted, "Praise my soul, the King of glory, to his feet thy tribute bring." Christ has that power. But I'll tell you one thing that the devil would never be able to sing. The devil will never be able to sing, "Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven." Satan will never be ransomed, but you can be. Sinner friend, you can be. Satan will never ever be healed, but you can be. Satan will never ever be restored to his first estate, to his heavenly position, but you can be. Satan will never ever be forgiven, but you can be forgiven. Do you know, I read over in the book of Jude in verse 6, "The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness." But you can be saved if you come to the cross and accept Christ. So there's invisible chains, and then there's broken chains. You know, it's said that Mark chapter 5 is the chapter of impossibilities. First of all, we have a man who is an impossible case. There's no solution. There's no solution to this man, legion. If he existed today in our society, we would just section him. We would throw him in a padded cell and deliver his food through a letterbox. There's no controlling this man. There's no answer to this man. A little bit further on in the chapter, we meet a woman with an issue of blood, and there was no human answer for her either. She'd spent all her money on doctors, and there was still no answer. And then at the end of the chapter, we meet a dear little child, and there's definitely no answer for her because she's dead. This is the chapter of impossibilities, but there is no case that is impossible for the Lord. No case. And the Lord deals with each of these individuals, and he deals in compassion. Look at verse 19. It says, well, let's read from verse 18. "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed of the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and had compassion on thee." The Lord Jesus had compassion on him. The Lord cares. Nobody else cared, but Jesus Christ cared. He came with a soft heart. He saw that man that was covered in wounds, that man that was demented, and he looked at him in compassion. Do you ever think about this man? Do you ever think about who he was before he was so awfully treated by Satan? Was he somebody's daddy? Was he somebody's brother? Until Satan came? Was he a fine, upstanding member of society?
until Satan came into his life. And now he's a wreck. Now he's ravaged by Satan. And the Lord Jesus Christ looks at him with eyes of compassion and a heart of compassion. And the Lord delivers him. Delivers him. Yeah. The Lord Jesus Christ, by the sheer power of his will, by the sheer power of his will, tore the chains of hell from this man and broke those chains. And where there was nakedness, when Christ came, there was normality. Where there was wounds, there was wholeness. Where there was loneliness, there was fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see him return to his home place? People are amazed. Maybe there's someone here and you're chained. You're chained by some situation. You're chained by some sorrow. You're chained by some sin. And the devil is telling you it's impossible. It's impossible for things to be different. Let me tell you, it's not. The Lord Jesus Christ can deal with the impossible situations. I think it's time that you handed over the chains that bind you to the Savior and let him liberate you. Give him your heart. Let's seek the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful miracle that you did in the life of this gentleman. We thank you, Lord, that he is indeed a real man. Not as the skeptics say to us, but Lord, we thank you that you intervene graciously and powerfully in his life. And I pray for those that are under the sound of this broadcast. We pray that you will move in their life. For those that are bound by chains of sin, we pray that you will draw them to yourself. Give that gift of faith and repentance and deliver them. Thank you, Lord, that those who the Son makes free are free indeed. Liberate the captives for thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.